Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. The title of my talk today is The Mumps Outbreak 2009-2010, The New York City Experience. Mumps is an acute viral illness transmitted via large respiratory droplets. Peritonitis, or swelling of the salivary gland in the cheeks, occurs in 30 to 40% of cases. Complications of mumps in the pre-vaccine era include orchitis, which occurred in 50% of postpubertal males, meningitis in 15% of all cases, and pancreatitis in 2 to 5% of cases. Other complications, including oophoritis, mastitis, and hearing loss, are rare. In 1967, the mumps vaccine was licensed, and in 1989, a two-dose vaccine schedule was implemented. The two-dose mumps vaccine effectiveness is estimated at 76 to 95%. In 2006, the largest mumps outbreak in the U.S. occurred in two decades. Nearly 6,000 cases were reported, and 63% of cases occurred among two-dose MMR recipients. Currently, a mumps outbreak is occurring and is the largest outbreak in the U.S. since 2006. On August 20th, the New York State Department of Health notified the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene of a mumps outbreak occurring at an Orthodox Jewish boys' camp in Sullivan County, New York. The camp had about 400 attendees, most of whom were Brooklyn residents. After camp ended, the outbreak spread to counties in New York City, New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, Israel, and Canada. As of April 10th, 51% of all reported cases in the U.S. were New York City residents. We use the CSTE surveillance definition of a confirmed case of mumps, which includes illness with acute onset of tender, self-limited swelling of parotid or other salivary glands lasting at least 2 days and without other apparent cause, and is laboratory confirmed or epidemiologically linked to a confirmed case. Cases were ascertained by provider-reported peritonitis or by electronic laboratory reporting. Cases were interviewed. Immunization records were obtained by provider record, records in the citywide immunization registry, or in rare cases, school vaccination records or immunization cards. Diagnostic testing was performed and included serology for mumps IgM that was tested at the New York City Public Health Laboratory or commercial laboratories. Buccal swabs were obtained for polymerase chain reaction and culture and tested at the CDC. This figure shows the epidemiologic curve of mumps cases in New York City. The week of peritonitis onset of cases is located on the x-axis, and the number of cases is located on the y-axis. The index case was a New York City resident who developed mumps on June 28th at camp after he returned from a trip to England where mumps is endemic. The Sullivan County, New York State, and New York City health departments were notified of the outbreak during the week of August 16th, just before camp let out. Major Jewish holidays occurred during late September and early October, followed by a rise in the number of reported cases. From June 28th to April 10th, a total of 1,592 confirmed cases were reported in New York City. Of these cases, 98% had peritonitis and 29% were laboratory confirmed. We looked at the geographic distribution of mumps cases. 96% of cases occurred in the borough of Brooklyn. Within Brooklyn, cases were clustered in three neighborhoods: Borough Park, Crown Heights, and Williamsburg. These neighborhoods have the largest Orthodox Jewish communities in New York City and are densely populated, with populations ranging from 32,000 to 66,000 persons per square mile. This figure shows mumps cases by age category and gender. The x-axis shows age category in years, and the y-axis shows number of cases. Males are represented by the blue bars, and females are represented by the yellow bars. 76% of cases were male. While cases ranged in age from 6 months to 90 years, 60% were school aged between 11 and 24 years. The majority of cases were part of the Orthodox Jewish community. This group has limited interactions outside of its community. Within the community, there are large and frequent gatherings for religious holidays. Most children attend private religious schools known as yeshivas that are separated by gender. High school days are long for boys who attend schools 6 days per week for up to 12 hours per day. Many males continue religious studies at rabbinical colleges where they often stay in dormitories. Households are large with a median of 7 people per household and 2 people per bedroom. This figure shows the vaccination status of the cases by age group. Vaccination status is shown on the x-axis and the proportion of cases is shown on the y-axis. Children age less than 18 years are represented by the yellow bars, and adults age 18 and older are represented by the blue bars. The majority of children less than 18 years had 2 documented MMR vaccinations. In contrast, 80% of adults did not know their vaccination status. 4% of cases reported having one or more complication. Less than 1% of cases reported mastitis, deafness, meningitis, and pancreatitis. 5% of males aged greater than 10 years had orchitis. We looked at orchitis by vaccination status in this age group. 25% of unvaccinated cases had orchitis compared to 3% of 2-dose MMR recipients. This result was statistically significant. 2% of New York City cases were hospitalized with a median duration of 3 days. 885 cases, or 56%, were laboratory tested. 455, or 51% of cases with lab testing were positive. 22% of cases with serologic testing were IgM positive. 71% of cases with PCR and culture testing were positive. We looked at laboratory results by vaccination status. IgM was positive in 71% of unvaccinated cases versus 13% of 2-dose MMR recipients. This result was also statistically significant. However, PCR and culture results did not vary by vaccination status. Mumps genotype G was identified. Extensive community outreach efforts were conducted by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Alerts were sent to medical providers in Brooklyn in anticipation of camp ending, and citywide alerts were sent later informing healthcare practitioners of clinical signs of mumps and infection control procedures. Notifications were sent to schools providing information about the outbreak, as well as recommendation to exclude students without immunity to mumps. We also did assessments of MMR coverage at several yeshivas. The Department of Health staff partnered with community-based organizations and religious authorities to educate the affected communities. We launched a mass media campaign, which included a press release and advertising in local Jewish newspapers regarding vaccination requirements and signs and symptoms of mumps. In addition to community outreach, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene conducted several vaccination initiatives. First, we sent providers recall lists of more than 3,000 children aged less than 5 years not up to date with MMR. To address adults in the community with unknown vaccination status, we vaccinated 472 students at 5 rabbinical schools. We also conducted 2 community mass vaccination clinics in the affected neighborhoods. We distributed MMR vaccine and provided vaccinators to designated local healthcare facilities to provide free or low-cost MMR vaccinations in the affected areas. We also recommended that the second MMR be given 28 days after the first MMR for children in the affected communities. In summary, the New York City outbreak was predominantly confined to young Orthodox Jewish males in Brooklyn with high 2-dose MMR vaccination coverage. There was limited spread beyond the 3 main Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in Brooklyn. We found that the proportion of cases with complications was much lower than was seen in pre-vaccination era. We were successful in laboratory confirming a high proportion of cases among those we tested. And the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene did extensive outreach to the affected community and healthcare professionals. There were several lessons New York City learned as a result of this outbreak. First, we saw that mumps outbreaks can still occur among populations with high two-dose MMR coverage. We also found that promoting vaccination among a highly vaccinated population is challenging. Among our cases, we saw that vaccination may reduce the likelihood of mumps complications. And in this outbreak, we saw that mumps transmission within the Orthodox Jewish community may have been facilitated by high population density, household crowding, and time spent in congregate settings. And finally, based on our experience, lab testing should be aggressively pursued to confirm outbreaks. Looking forward, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is currently in the process of conducting a household vaccine effectiveness study. In conjunction with the CDC, New York City is also evaluating environmental risk factors for mumps transmission in schools. We will be conducting focus groups with parents in the affected communities to understand attitudes about vaccination that may lead to resistance and delays in vaccination. And we also plan to partner with the CDC in an evaluation of a B-cell diagnostic assay for mumps. Thank you.